For NPR Illinois, I'm Dana Vollmer. A small but growing number of U.S. women are choosing to give birth at home, but the state of Illinois doesn't regulate home birth midwives. Many mothers still choose to deliver this way, despite the risks involved in not having a proper vetting system. Unlike 35 other states, Illinois does not recognize those who train outside a medical setting and receive certification as professional midwives. Carrie Vickery is vice president of the advocacy group Illinois Friends of Midwives. It's made up of mothers who have had or are interested in home births. She says a lack of recognition pushes the market underground.
It's usually word of mouth. So you have to know somebody who knows the right people. And a lot of times they will gather your information and pass it on to the midwife. So the midwife is protected essentially from being prosecuted for attending births. It's kind of like a wink, nod, secret handshake kind of deal.
Illinois currently only recognizes certified nurse midwives who go to nursing school and often work in hospitals. There are fewer than 10 left in the state that assist in home births, mostly serving in the Chicago area. House lawmakers are now considering the latest effort in a battle to change that. The proposal would create a task force to study the so-called home birth crisis in Illinois and recommend legislation to increase access to care. But for decades, many in the medical community have opposed such expansion. Advocates say refusing to recognize professional midwives not only limits quality home birth care, but also makes it hard to tell who's experienced and who's not.
A huge risk is that any woman right now, technically in Illinois, could advertise herself as a midwife.
That's Shannon Morber, a Champaign-based doula who birthed 4 of her 5 children at home.
She could even get a website if she wanted and pretend that she's a midwife without having any formal education or certification that would verify that.
Women choose to have home births for a number of reasons, religious, philosophical, or personal. Advocates say it's often because they've experienced trauma in a hospital setting or didn't feel like they were part of the decision-making process. Morber's first child was delivered in a hospital by C-section. She wanted to deliver future babies vaginally and thought she'd have a better chance being at home.
I didn't want to go in with everybody staring at the huge red flags over my head. I wanted to be able to labor pretty much in peace with somebody keeping a watchful eye on what was going on and then telling me if there were concerns, rather than being treated as a concern from the get-go.
Advocates say for most healthy mothers expecting healthy babies, a home birth attended by an experienced midwife is as safe as a hospital birth. But underground midwives don't always have access to things like oxygen, anti-hemorrhage medications, or transportation to hospitals in case of emergency. Doctors argue that a mother can be low risk for their entire pregnancy and still experience complications during delivery. Dr. Santina Wheat is with the Illinois Academy of Family Physicians.
It can go from wonderful to an emergency in a matter of seconds. It can take seeing hundreds of normal births to really be able to identify that quickly. And so the amount of training that's being recommended just isn't strong enough to ensure the safety of the women who would choose home births.
Wheat says some complications cannot be treated by the time a home birthing mother is taken to the hospital. Marie, who uses an alias to protect her identity, has been performing home births in Illinois for 22 years. She is certified in Wisconsin, but it doesn't legally transfer across state lines. Marie says the main reason Illinois hasn't joined other states in recognizing professional midwife certification is because of the strength of medical lobbies.
There's about 800 to 1,000 families every year that have a home birth in Illinois, and they do it whether the politicians like it or not. And so they have to take some responsibility if anything bad happens out there to these families who have nobody to help them.
Midwife advocates like Vickery hope the resolution will bring all parties to the table.
We have had a really hard time getting the medical society to sit down with us and really hammer out language that would be acceptable to consumers and to birth maternity service providers.
Vickery says the longer they wait, the more dangerous the situation becomes for mothers, who often cannot be swayed to have hospital births. I'm Dana Vollmer.